Welcome, welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It is Tuesday, November 26th, and we have two very special guests live in the studio with us. And we have Allison Wagner, the founding executive director of All In Milwaukee. And we have Chris Alexander, the lead scholar advisor for All In Milwaukee. Good morning, Allison. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for coming in and joining us.
Good morning. It's such an honor to be here.
Yeah. Now, Allison, you are one of, a very important person to me right now, and you don't even know it because I have a senior in high school, and we're trying to get these scholarship dollars. And,
yes.
And I know you're here to talk about the opening and closing of scholarships and closing that gap between having to pay out of pocket versus financial aid. Just, for people and parents like me, holler at us. Let us know what's going on.
Yes, this is so relevant. First of all, congrats on having a senior.
Thank you.
You're at the final end of the road. Congrats. I know that's a lot of work. I have a freshman in high school, so I'm right there with you. Well, thank you so much for having us. I'm the executive director of All In Milwaukee, and we are a college completion program here in Milwaukee. We've been around for 7 years. We have 500 amazing Milwaukee students that are in college today, and we are supporting them through college with a substantial scholarship, but even more importantly, with amazing wraparound support that our advisors like Chris support students through their college journey and really into careers here in Milwaukee.
Yes, and this is a program that, again, this is not just for students that are entering college, but you all work with them throughout their college years, and that's where you come in, Chris, where the support system. Just talk about a little bit about what you do and how you help students throughout their college journey.
Absolutely, yeah. Once the students enter, we have our initial meeting with them just to introduce who we are, get to know them and all that good stuff. We read up on them so that we know who they are. They're high-achieving scholars anyway. When they start at their universities, we have our advising meetings and where we sit down, we talk to them. My first question is always, how you doing? How are you feeling? How's your mental health? Because first and foremost, we want them to feel good, to be okay with the mental. Then we ask about the advising, and then we ask about the academics, to make sure that those grades are intact. We know that they have college advisors at their universities, but we want to make sure that those grades are good. They have to meet that 2.5 GPA threshold, as well as having 12 or more credit hours, throughout the semester. We also talk about the financial aid to make sure that the financial aid is good, no holds on that account. And then we make sure that they're ready to go for internships. So we offer those four pillars through All In Milwaukee just to make sure that, they're getting everything that they need, that there's where the wraparound support happens.
We're being joined live in studio by Chris Alexander, the lead scholar advisor for All In Milwaukee, and Allison Wagner, the founding executive director of All In Milwaukee. And DT, I know you got a question, but I'm all in on this because this is an important time.
You got babies.
So,
I get it.
And I just got one more question. I know you want to get one in, but this question is for Allison. Allison, for students, the one thing I have found out in looking for scholarship dollars, there's a lot of things that only apply for students that are wishing to attend schools in Wisconsin. What about some of those out-of-state schools, and how do you get more access to some of those scholarship dollars?
Yeah, you're not going to like my answer because we do work specifically with local universities. We go as far west as Madison and UW-Whitewater, but our scholarship is $12,000, but it is matched by the university partners. So our students, 86% of them have no student debt, none.
Wow.
Thanks to the scholarship we provide and the university packages we negotiate. So All In Milwaukee scholars are going to our partner universities, which are Alverno, Carroll, Marquette, MSOE, UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, UW-Whitewater, and Wisconsin Lutheran College, because those universities are providing additional financial aid.
Gotcha.
And they're coordinating their services with our team members like Chris.
Okay.
However, I would be happy to, you know, if there are students out there who are looking for other scholarship dollars, I'd be happy for them to contact us and for us to give them, you know, ideas of platforms and things that are out there. Mm-hmm. But we are very focused on building the future diverse workforce of Milwaukee and making sure our students are going to our local universities and then going out to work for our career partners who are investing in them.
Okay. She did apply for Marquette, by the way.
Oh, so, well, yeah. Hey, we got a great relationship with Marquette. In fact, we have 185 students at Marquette.
Oh, nice.
And through All in Milwaukee, many of them are able to afford to live on campus, do amazing things like their winter break or summer break, study abroad, and other options. So highly recommend she look at All in Milwaukee and Marquette if that's an option for her.
All right.
Congrats.
Did y'all hear that, Truth Nation? Allison just told y'all that your kids will never be at home. They'll be always gone out the house. Won't he do it? Won't he do it, y'all? She said abroad for the summer and in on campus during the fall and winter. They will be out your house. Thank you to All in Milwaukee. And you are just tuning in. We are joined by Allison Wagner, founding executive director at All in Milwaukee, and Chris Alexander, the lead scholar advisor of All in Milwaukee. I am all for All in Milwaukee. More so because it gets your kids out your house at very, very little cost. Now, I'm looking at the website, Allison and Chris, and thank you so much again for being here. Because as we all know, however you're feeling right now about the outcome of the election, if you are a parent, just as Telly had mentioned, with students that are preparing for college, at the end of the day, you want your children to be equipped for success post high school graduation. So what I really am impressed with, on your website, you have different statistics. And one of them says that, as a comparison, 14% of Milwaukee high school graduates will earn a 2 or 4 year degree within 6 years. Through All in Milwaukee, 87% of the upperclassmen are on track to graduate 6 years or less. I love that, because we are living in a generation where, quite frankly, our students, our future leaders, don't want to be in school for 10 or 15 years, don't want to have to accumulate tens and thousands of dollars of debt related to post-secondary education. What attributes to that? What is All in Milwaukee doing that's driving that type of incredible statistic?
Well, thank you so much for bringing that up and for allowing us to have that comparison point. So first and foremost, if you talk to the students, they're kind of like you, Telly. They'll tell you they applied for the money, but then 97% of them tell us that the wraparound support that they receive from Chris and team is the difference maker. Yeah. So it's the advising meetings, it's the cohort building, it's the community we're building on campus, it's the transition that we make once they're on track academically to focusing on their career development and their career placement. We work with these students to make sure they have a path for financial aid, for housing, for courses, for graduation. We make sure they have a plan in place for all of those different components that are really important to graduate. And then, as Chris said, we also address the mental health, the sense of belonging, the pieces that are really important, not only for the transition, but to find your place. We don't just want our students to survive college. We want them to thrive there. And our team makes sure that happens. And we do that in partnership with our universities. We really do. And we celebrate those results together. But the reality is, we see 14% of high school graduates in Milwaukee earn a 2 or 4 year degree. That's DPI data. And we're getting 87% through. And again, 86% have no student debt. And so we're really excited to announce that the next class will be 175 scholars.
Wow.
We've been intentionally growing every year. Our first class was just 40 students in 2019 before the pandemic.
Wow.
But we've been able to grow every year. So next year we'll have 175 students in the class of 25. And our lofty goal, which I think we'll reach because we have the best team in town, is to be serving 1,000 students total, freshman through senior, by 2029.
Wow. And Chris, just to follow up on that, and great question, Denise, because this is a different day and age now. And just talk about the importance of the support from, you know, a mental health standpoint, just to making sure, like, you know, you're good.
Absolutely, Telly. Excuse me. So there's no, I guess, there's no right way to college. I don't know. I was not a first generation scholar, but when I went to college, I didn't know what I was doing and I didn't reach out for help. We're here for that help. We're kind of like the GPS for these scholars. When they come in, you know, we do sit down and I think we are more invested than where other places I used to work at as a college advisor. We're more invested in the lives of our scholars. So that right there helps students to understand, okay, there's someone here for me. As I mentioned, growing up, I had no one in my corner. You know, I grew up with five sisters. My parents, they worked. They were busy. No one showed interest until my parents put me in a different school, and then that's when all the support happened. So that's where I step in. I'm like, hey, I want to help everyone, as many students, as many scholars as I can. Come on, scholars. I want y'all to come on out. I keep getting older. These scholars keep getting younger, and that's fine. I'm like an old man up in here helping them, and that's what I want to do. So that's where that support happens.
Go ahead, DJ.
I was going to say, don't feel bad, Chris. My babies are 312 months and 348 months. So
I love that.
I'm a bit removed from this, so that's why I'm going to pass the mic to Telly. Yes, my babies are 312 and 348 months.
No, but I also look at it like this, too. Chris, you just brought up a great point, because I remember being a 17-year-old kid at Illinois State University, and I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't have any support or – you know, I didn't know what to do. And yeah. So, the only thing I knew was I had independence. Yes. I had freedom. You couldn't tell me what to do. That's the only thing I knew. But, I mean, to have that support, that is something that is crucial. And I'm sure the students and scholars that have entered this program and remain in this program really appreciate that type of support. And, wow, I mean, this is all in Milwaukee. I mean, you guys providing a lot of great information and a lot of great resources. And, again, Allison, one more time, just tell us about the opening and closing of these scholarships, and how can some of these students get some of this money?
Yes, thank you. It's so timely that you've had us here today. Thank you for this opportunity. Our scholarship just opened on Friday, November 15th, and it closes on February 12th at 3 p.m., and any student who has not been connected to All in Milwaukee by their high school counselor should reach out to us. They can find the information on our website, www.allinmilwaukee.org. So it's www.allinmilwaukee.org. And we, again, are looking for high school seniors that live in Milwaukee, are Pell eligible, and have a 3.0 or higher GPA. Our scholarship is based on residency, need, and merit. And those are the only eligibility requirements. And we look forward to having a lot of amazing students apply for those 175 scholar spots that I'm proud to say we've already fundraised for.
Nice, nice. And like you said, it started at 45 and now you're up to 175. Yeah. Like that. That is awesome. And I can see why it is, will and continue to grow. And Allison, Chris, thank you so much for coming in and joining us, giving us this information about the scholarship dollars. And I know I'm not the only one out there that had their ears really glued to the radio, because this is very important information. And you're really helping these students as well as these parents help bridge that gap between the financial aid and the scholarship dollars and coming out of their own pocket. Again, Allison Wagner, founding executive director of All in Milwaukee, and Chris Alexander, lead scholar advisor, All in Milwaukee. Again, Chris, Allison, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you all. And when we return, more Truth Be Told with DT and Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.